Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Happy Monday! Woohoo! BT and News listeners, welcome to today's installment of the BT and News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I bet you're thinking, where the hell was Friday's episode, Kyle? Well, your dumbass host decided to go get one hell of an ear infection. So yeah, I can kind of hear out of the thing now. That's why I'm doing a show today. Hello? Yeah, I think I can hear. And if I sound so chipper today on a Monday, it must be all the painkillers. It is the 6th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, you know the dislike button we were all hoping to get for Facebook? Well, we're going to get it, kind of. With its ever-expanding reactions, you're going to have a choice of disliking something in Messenger. Now, some of you might actually have access to this as we speak, meaning someone's messaging you on Messenger, you can say, I don't like what you're saying, and give them a thumbs down. Problem is, though, is 90% of the time, the people who we converse with on Messenger, we don't really have any reason to give them a thumbs down. All the thumbs down crap belongs over there on Facebook. So I guess it's a wait and see if our wish will come true if we can get that thumbs down over there as well. Here's something we haven't done in a while. How about a little Agri News? Yeah. This one's for all you Western Digital Network Drive people out there. Yeah, you're vulnerable to attacks now. Yippee. Yes, if you have one of Western Digital's MyCloud in storage drivers, you might be under the gun. Seems the folks over there at exploite.rs have discovered a number of unpatched security flaws in most MyCloud models. That's going to let the remote user say, I don't need to get through the login. I can just bypass that. Then they insert their own commands and upload files without your permission. Oh, and if things couldn't get worse, guess what? Every command executed through the web interface has full access to the operating system. Basically, you've told all the hackers, come on in and enjoy my empire. Now, Western Digital did have a firmware update to bypass that login flaw. Problem is, though, once they patched that one, a few others popped up. And unfortunately, no word yet from Western Digital when they're going to get more duct tape in to patch those flaws. So how many of you out there have got your new Nintendo Switch? Hearing everything from, man, this is cool, to, I don't know about this. Not to mention there's a lot of people out there when they got the unit and they had to install that first firmware update. Yeah, then they couldn't access Wi-Fi. Oops. And besides that, though, for those of you who said, I'm in love with it, I want to put a nice little skin on it, you might want to think twice about that. At least that's what the folks over there at D-Brand are saying. For those of you who don't know D-Brand, they actually make covers for devices like phones and laptops, you know, and wrap it up and make it all personalized. Yeah, they're advising against that for your Nintendo Switch. Why? Well, because the system and its controllers don't really react too well to vinyl wraps. Apparently, D-Brand has tested a few options with the pre-release consoles and found that its screen-printed coating has peeling issues. Oops. Unfortunately, they actually had a pre-order for some skins, which they're now having to refund some people. Stating in emails to those customers saying Joy-Cons and the console are not compatible with vinyl wraps. Or any adhesive back skin of any kind. Weird though of the any kind source, because Nintendo, yeah, they actually sell their own special skin edition. So either Nintendo's got some special secret adhesive, or they're saying to these other people, don't you dare enter our territory. And finally, well, we're 3 months into the new year. How many out there are getting on that exercise program? Yeah, I'm trying, but, you know, every other week I change my mind. Would be nice to measure how much fat we got. Well, for $700, now we can. Yes, it's the Fat Loss Breathalyzer. The device is called Levo, at least that's how I think you say it, and it will tell you how much fat you're burning by analyzing your breath. Now, this thing actually made its debut way back at CES in 2016, so yeah, it's taking a while. And it still might take a while to reach you, because right now, currently, it's only available in Seattle, Washington. Now, how this thing works, apparently, is it detects the amount of acetone in an exhaled breath, which apparently is an indicator of burned fat. Who knew? Then it converts that into a quantifiable number on the As You Guessed It app that you have to install on your phone. At least the app is free to download. However, though, for the replacement of sensors and calibration gas, that's an extra $49 a month. Man! $6.99 for the device and then $49 a month after that. You know, I just thought of something. I got an idea that's going to save you a bunch of money. I know it's old technology, but you can pretty much find them anywhere. It's called a mirror. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. Get on over there, check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to our podcast, check out our blog and our review section too while you're there. You can also check out our Facebook page and give us a like over there. No dislike buttons yet. At British Tech Network. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger and our Slack room hopping and bopping 24/7. Come on over and join our community. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday, especially if you're on painkillers. And thank you very much for listening.